This is Fresh Air. In 2017, the FX Network presented the first edition of Ryan Murphy's Feud, an anthology series dramatizing infamous real-life conflicts. The first edition was about the intense rivalry between Hollywood stars Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. Now, 7 years later, the second installment of Feud has finally arrived. It's called Capote versus the Swans, and it's an 8-part drama about Truman Capote and the high society women he socialized with and sometimes cruelly wrote about. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
FX is promoting Feud, Capote versus the Swans as the original Real Housewives, but it's a lot deeper than that and infinitely more watchable. Based on the book Capote's Women by Lawrence Leamer, this 8-part series tells of Truman Capote's friendships with and betrayals of New York's most prominent society women, the ladies who lunch. John Robert Bates, who created the ABC series Brothers and Sisters, developed and wrote this edition of Feud for television. And Gus Van Sant directed most episodes, with others directed by Jennifer Lynch and Max Winkler. However, it's the names in front of the camera, not behind, who demand most of the attention here. Tom Hollander, from the most recent season of The White Lotus, plays Capote, and captures him so that Capote is a character, not a caricature. And the women playing the Swans all get their turns to shine in a cast list that's almost laughably talented and lengthy. Naomi Watts plays Babe Paley, the wife of CBS chairman Bill Paley. Calista Flockhart plays Lee Radziwill, the sister of Jackie Kennedy. Other socialites are played, rivetingly well, by Diane Lane, Chloe Sevigny, Demi Moore, and Molly Ringwald. Treat Williams, who died last year, is featured in his final role as Bill Paley. Even Jessica Lange, who starred as Joan Crawford in the previous Feud series and helped jumpstart Ryan Murphy's TV empire by starring in the first few outings of his earliest anthology series, American Horror Story, is here. She makes a few guest appearances playing Truman's late mother, and she's haunting in more ways than one. Feud Capote versus the Swans jumps around in time, showing the characters before and after Esquire magazine published a chapter of Capote's in-progress book in 1975. It was a thinly veiled expose of the preening privileged women he called the Swans, and it hurt them deeply. But drama and pain were not new to most of these women. In the scene where we first meet Naomi Watts as Babe Paley, she's venting to her best friend Truman, played by Tom Hollander, about her husband's recently discovered philandering.
What is it? What did he do?
I told him I was coming. I gave him just enough warning. I found out Bill was still having his grotesque little affair with Happy Rockefeller.
He was still?
Now, in our home.
Go back. We're talking the governor's wildebeest wife here that was still going on. I thought that was a one time.
So did I.
The first Feud miniseries veered at times into camp, but Capote versus the Swans takes its story more seriously. It's got the loving details of a Downton Abbey or an upstairs downstairs. Lots of lingering shots of the food and the fashion and the jewels. But this drama is almost exclusively upstairs. And Bates and Van Sant, in particular, frame things beautifully. Capote's famous black-and-white masquerade ball in 1966 is the subject of the entire third episode, and it's shot almost completely in black-and-white. That's because the Maisels brothers were filming a documentary about Capote that same year, which allows Feud to adopt that perspective to interview some of the Swans about their literary acquaintance. Here's Calista Flockhart in a fabulous solo scene as Lee Radziwill getting made up for her appearance at the black and white ball.
We have a man, a celebrated little man, trying to outdo himself in a ballet called Dance of the Seven Trumans, wherein he spins himself into butter for having made so many declarations to so many friends. Best friends. Oh, you're my best friend in the world, of course. Of course you're the guest of honor, babe. I mean Slim. I mean Lee. I mean... etc.
And here, in another wonderful scene, is Demi Moore as Anne Woodward. She's been slandered by Truman and crashes his masquerade ball, but is thrown out by the author himself. As she's escorted away, she confronts him memorably.
What you're doing to us is so low, so poisonous. One day you will know what this poison tastes like. And remember, the only unforgivable sin is deliberate cruelty. You wrote that, didn't you? Well, this is that. This is that.
Well, one did write that. At least we know she was paying attention.
Capote versus the Swans deserves our attention, too. It's a good drama, a compelling story with a powerhouse cast, and in this new installment of Feud, they all do some very powerful work.
David Bianculli is professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. He reviewed FX's Feud, Capote versus the Swans. On Monday's show, award-winning journalist Michelle Norris joins us to talk about her new book, Our Hidden Conversations, What Americans Really Think About Race and Identity. In it, she shares conversations she's collected over the last 14 years from more than 500,000 entries, people from around the world who shared with her their most honest, intimate, and revealing thoughts about race and identity. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.